Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level with Leo Bonomo. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we are all one. And so, let me tell you just a little bit about Leo. Probably most of you have read his bio. He is a professional, inspirational, clairvoyant medium and psychic. He's been privileged to give readings in Germany and has appeared on TV and radio. He has his own radio program. His gifts include clairvoyant seeing, hearing, feeling, sense of taste, and being aware of smells. He addresses in readings in varying degrees of trance when the occasions are due. He is a writer. And Leo, I'm going to ask you, first of all, how you're doing, and secondly, what is the way people can tune into your radio show, when and how?
Oh, bless you for that. I'm doing very well. I thrive. I get lots of energy, and I've been working all day, so you know I'm feeling good. People can get through. It's KCOR, so it's www.kcorradio. In the States, it goes out between 11 and 1 p.m. So it's a kind of midday show. And that's on a Thursday, and if anyone's there and they want to call in to have readings, they're very, very welcome. So there's a show where there are guests, and they will do readings, and I will do readings, and it's very informative. You know, you get a chance to talk about this, that, or the other, ask questions about mediumship, whatever. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, sure, and we're not going to be able to get to everybody. We have multiple callers, and we will have more, I'm sure. I've talked to some of you. I haven't talked to all of you. We probably will get into area codes of people I haven't talked to. But for people that want a reading from you, either by phone or by Facebook or Skype, however it's arranged with you, would you please give us your website? And folks, take a moment to get your pen and paper ready. I've had readings by Leo that have been absolutely remarkable, 90 to 100% accurate, and absolutely have filled me with a sense of joy and peace and tears of joy. So, Leo, would you please give us your website?
Oh, thank you for that wonderful commendation. Yes, my name is Leo Bonomo, L-E-O-B-O-N-O-M-O. So it's very simple. It's Leo, www.leo-bonomo.com. And I do readings, Skype, FaceTime, WhatsApp, normal phone. There's lots of ways that we can do readings.
Perfect.
Thank you, David.
Yes, you're welcome. And I encourage you to do that, whether or not you get to talk to him, because there's so much information that can come through in a reading. Sometimes he'll bring through people that are near and dear to you. Sometimes he'll bring through people that you can't think of offhand, but they all will speak to your current and future hopes, dreams, and desires. And so please consider doing that. And I don't know if you run a special for people that call into the show, Leo. I leave that to you.
Thank you. Yes, we do free readings on my show as well, and it in that sense is a similar format to yours, David.
Right.
And it'd be a pleasure to hear from anyone. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. Leo, any thoughts on your mind that you'd like to discuss before we take callers?
Just for people to be more understanding of each other, to send love. You know, we're only here for a short time, and if we can love each other and do good things for each other, it works dividends when we pass over. It really, really does.
How true. Love is all there really is. Anything
Absolutely.
That's not of love or positive feelings is connected to fear. Wouldn't you say that's the case?
I would certainly say so. Yeah, there's an overshadowing of that. And then, of course, you know, that creates so many complex situations, because when we fear, we can sometimes get into fight mode, whether that's just mentally or physically.
Right.
And it affects a lot of things. And why not have an easy life and a pleasurable life and enjoy people's company, you know, rather than conflict, which is all too often the case.
Everybody deserves that, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
I want to let people know a couple of things. And if you don't have pens and paper, you can always go to the podcast about 15 minutes after the show or thereafter. I am starting a show, in a sense. I'm using the studio to provide a forum for people to receive healing and to become free spirits. And the healing group is going to be called Free Spirits Healing Circle. It's going to be at on Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Anybody who is among the first 8 callers will get a chance to participate and speak. We'll do a meditation. We'll have some master healers on the show who sometimes will dialogue or do a free healing. But the essence of the program or the experience is that we'll raise a couple of topics, and everybody will get a chance to share on the topics, to gain some insight, to gain some healing. Whatever people want to discuss is fair ground, and you can call in the same phone number Sunday afternoons, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, at 646-727-3116. The other piece of housekeeping is that if you want to look ahead at my upcoming shows, and by the way, that is listed starting January 20th is when Free Spirits will begin. You can go to Author David Clark, spelled with an E, authordavidclark.com, blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark. I try to post 2 weeks in advance. I'm not always good at that, and sometimes I post 2 months in advance. I want to let you know that one of Leo's colleagues, who's also a clairvoyant medium and an absolutely professional, true reader, Sue Breen, is going to be on my show. Where is it, David? Okay, I know she's coming up soon. Well, you know, folks, I can't find it offhand, but just look at the link that I've given you, blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark. And with that said, let's go to the phone lines. Is that okay with you, Leo?
Absolutely. Brilliant. Thank you.
Sure. Our first caller is Deep. And by the way, people, Leo likes to do cold readings, meaning don't say anything up front. He'll give you a chance to ask questions later, and we're going to try to get to as many of you as we can, but not everybody, okay? Go ahead, Deep. Deep,
thank
can you
hear
David.
Me? Thank you, David.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Hi, Deep. Yes, I don't remember many things, but I do recognize the name, so I know that we've spoken, so I'll be straightforward with that. Okay, let me see where we are. There's a lady that's definitely a grandmother that stepped forward. Her hair is still black, but there are some touches of white here and there. She's got a slightly round face. If I said she has a slightly short neck, Would that make sense to you as well?
Yes, it would.
Fantastic. I'm just going to have a quick listen to what she's got to say. I know there's a love interest that you have in getting a relationship going forward. We seem to have spoken of this before. She said it has moved forward a fair amount. It's not quite where you want it, and certainly both of you want it, but it's well on the way. I know that you've been very patient with this in wooing this lady. Your grandmother says you've been making steps forward, but they've been extra careful. It's almost as though you're walking on glass. And she says the patience and the softness with which you're approaching this will pay dividends. She's taken me forward to July. I can hear bells. This seems to be some sort of ceremony. I don't think it's marriage. But would you understand some sort of festival or ceremony in July that's either an official ceremony that comes around every year or something that you're going to be involved with?
Not that I can think of now, but I'll keep that in mind, Leo.
Fantastic. Does the rest of it about the relationship building up and you being very gentle and patient, would that make sense to you?
Yes, that would, kind of. Yeah.
Fantastic. If there's something you're not quite sure on there, just tell me what you're not sure and I'll get your grandmother to clarify.
Sure.
Okay, so things are moving forward. I don't know how long it is since we've spoken. She says it's been quite some time. I know last year and the end of last year has not been perfect. I think your grandmother has a gift for understating things, so I do think that it's been quite rough in certain areas. This year has already picked up for you. Would you understand that coming into this year, there were some concerns and worries that you had that what this year was going to bring? If we leave a relationship out of it, would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would.
Fantastic. I know that that trepidation that's been there is slowly being alleviated. Your mother's got a wonderful loud laugh. Quite a deep laugh, and she says, it's only the 11 days in, but things are showing promise and there's merit in this year for you. Have you any questions you'd like to ask her?
No, not really. Do you get anything in terms of work?
Work. Okay. Immediately she says work has been troublesome. She's literally showing me a yo-yo being thrown in all different directions. Wow. You seem to have done various things. She says you've put up with this type of work and that type of work. You've not really been settled. Would you understand her saying, sit and think, pick something that you want to do and just go for it? The way that she's saying this and various things coming up and not working out, there's a smack of desperation there. She wants you to try and relieve yourself of that desperation, pick something and go for it. I know you're a very talented man. You have lots of work skills. She does find it incredible that you can't find the right work. But would you understand what she's saying about the skills and you needing to see something clearly and go for it?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. She's calling out happy birthday. I'll be honest, I'm not sure whether it's yours. I think around now, we may be going a few weeks ahead, so it may be February. Would you understand a birthday in February? I think it's hers, actually. She's nodding vigorously.
Yeah.
You're sure about that? She just wants to send you lots of love. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, do you get any timelines around
the release? any guidelines. Again, keep working at it. This lady is very attracted to you. If I said that she's had some emotional difficulties with other relationships, and that's why it's taken a little time to build up, would that make sense?
Yes, that would.
Yeah. So, again, I think this is why she referred to before about you're taking your time, you're being patient. I know that it will work out. She's holding up an engagement ring for me, so I know that that's going to happen. She's actually taken me towards May, when things will get a lot better for you relationship-wise.
Thank you, Leo.
No problem. Take her great love and mine. I'll keep saying prayers for you. God bless you, Dave.
Bless you too. Thank you, Leo. Thank you, David.
Thank you for calling, and God bless. Okay, I had lost Donna, who was caller number one, and I found her. Okay, Donna, you're live.
Oh, thank you.
Hi,
so
Donna.
Much. Yeah, I got bumped. Hi, Leo. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I heard the name shouted very loudly, Sarah. I've got an image. I don't know whether this is you or Sarah, but I've got a lady that's got slightly red hair. It's quite long. There is a little bit of weight in the face, a little bit of weight on the body. But she's waving. I can see an image of her now. Her hair colour, I think, is different. she's waving frantically at you. Excuse me. Do you have problem with, I hate to ask questions. She's indicating that you have a problem with your throat sometimes. Would that make sense to you?
No, my throat's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Right, okay. Would you recognize this name and this lady?
I don't know a Sarah. No, I don't know a Sarah. But
okay. Not to worry. This lady's actually in spirit. So she's not with us on earth, if that's the right phrase. Okay, I'm just going to have a quick listen now. She wants you to be looking forward. If I said that you're a person that tends to hang on to the past a little bit, it's almost like you're looking over your shoulder. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would, Leo.
Fantastic. She just wants you to relieve yourself of that. I know this is a common thing to say, but she says, you know, the past is the past. The only thing it's useful for is learning from, and otherwise it's left behind. We need to move forward. Would you understand her saying she needs you to make more of your time? We all like to relax. We all like to sit down. I'm as guilty as anybody else. But would you understand her saying you need to make more of your time?
I mean, I need to do more. I kind of just, you know, I'm retired, so I relax a lot, but I am starting some classes in April, so I'll be doing
Fantastic. That's what she's saying. I'm seeing little sketches here. She's drawing little things. It almost looks like she's designing a kitchen, but I'm doing little sketches and kind of doodles. It's to do with the home in some sense. Would that make sense to you as either something you've done or something you do?
I just bought a new bed, so I, you know, fixed the bedroom, and decluttering a little bit.
Okay, because the way that she's showing little drawings and that, and if I turn that around slightly, and so you tend to plan things down to the last detail when you're sort of doing a bedroom and that kind of thing. Would that make sense?
The last detail? No, not really. I'm not that, you know, precise. Like, yeah, I'm not a real precise person, really. Yeah.
Right. Okay, but you would understand planning things.
I'm a little disorganized, maybe, I would say.
Right. Okay. Because I do feel that there's been some planning that's gone into it. I don't think you've just bought things and went after a
phase
six.
You're right about that. Yes. You are right, yeah.
Oh,
that's
bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Because I know what I can see in here, but I can be a bit sick, and sometimes it's just getting it the right way around for myself. I know you've got a couple of questions. She says you're itching to ask. Ask away, and we'll get through a couple of questions.
Yeah,
for
I
you.
Wanted to know if I was going to meet a fellow. You know, it's been a long time for me, and I'd like to meet someone special, a companion type of thing, or marriage, and if my finances are going to improve, I am going to do a little work for my brother.
Fantastic. The finances will definitely improve. I've got a line where it's almost just based out, if you like. So I know that there hasn't been much for a while. It will start to pick up. There will be some work there for your brother. Immediately, you've mentioned relationship. She wrote for me 20, as in 20 years. If I said that a strong, stable relationship was in operation close to 20 years ago, would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. She's giving that as a confirmation that there will be a gentleman to come along. She says you don't have to look frantically. The gentleman will appear. I know that you're quite a spiritual person. There are all different types of meditation. I'm actually seeing what looks like a North American Indian. So there's a strange connection between, I think, the way that they do things and they meditate and their kind of spirituality, which is actually very close to what we should be in spirit anyway. There seems to be a connection with that and meditation with you. And she says that you just need to allow somebody to come forward. I do understand it's been a long time in a relationship, and she says you just need to chill a little bit. Someone will come to you. Normally they would say, you know, go out, be seen, do what you need to do, make sure that, you know, you're in places where you can be found. She's not actually saying that. This gentleman will find you. You'd like quite a tall gentleman who has a very relaxed state of being with him. Would that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Fantastic. She's giving that again as evidence for you that the gentleman will turn up. She's got a lovely sense of humour. I've got an image representing this gentleman just kind of peeping around the corner. And it's like he's looking out for you, and he's not being too obvious about it. He's a very careful gentleman, like yourself, likes to look at things and plan things. So I do feel you will bump into him. He will come to you. But it's not as random as it appears. I think he's taken notice. She says he's noticed already, and he's planning to kind of, she's used the word collide, bless her, to bump into you and to get things moving. And we're on the cusp of that right now. Can I leave that with you? Because there's a lot of callers, but would that make sense?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Leo. I so appreciate this. You've made my day. Thank you very much.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Take care, great love, honey. God bless.
Thanks, Donna. God bless.
Thank you, David. You too.
You're welcome. All right. Our next caller is Sharon. And Sharon, you are live.
Hi. Thank you, David.
Hi,
Leo.
Sharon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so happy to be speaking with you. I'm happy, fine. Thank you.
Oh, bless you, bless you. I've got a very funny gentleman here. I would describe his face shape as oval. There is a slightly pronounced nose. There are deep creases. You might call them laugh lines or anything. It's just what he said. I am notoriously bad with ages. I know this gentleman would be in his mid-60s, maybe mid-70s when he's passed. He would tended to dress very well. He's shown me quite large hands. He's got a lovely, lovely sense of humour. He's been a little bit evasive as to how he knows you.
I did ask him whether he's in the family, and I got a grudging little nod with that, but I'm not sure. Would you recognise this gentleman? He's quite tall. He's about 5'10", 5'11".
Yes, I do recognise him.
Fantastic. Okay. would you understand him as being a little bit facetious at times? With his sense
vivacious?
Of humour, would that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Facetious. Yeah, I'll tell you why, because he's gone, oh, whoopee-doo, and he's clapped his hands. He wants you, sorry, he's making me laugh. He wants you to know that he's having a really great time there. I know this is going to sound odd, and it's not meant to encourage suicide or anything like that, you know, that is against the spiritual law. But he says it is so wonderful to be dead. I can't believe how wonderful things are. The slight edge to that, I think, is would you understand somebody close to you? I think they're not well. But they do seem to dwell on passing in a very negative way. Would that make sense to you?
Oh, well, golly, I'm not sure. There's someone that I'm not really in contact with, and I hear they're not well. But I mean, they could have those thoughts. I don't know. You know,
right,
I don't want
to No, that's fine. Would you understand this gentleman having quite a strong connection with them when he was here, when he was alive?
Could be, possibly, yeah, maybe.
Okay,
maybe
I'll just give you what... Yeah, not to worry. I'll just give you what he's given me. Says, it is a wonderful thing. There is nothing to worry about. The transition or passing itself, he says, is a wonderful mechanism of relief, joy, and love.
Oh.
There is nothing to worry about. So I feel that person may not be very bad at the moment, but they seem to be thinking about, you know, we all pass at some time. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm a little bit worried about it. If you can't talk to that person or find out how they are, it doesn't matter. But this gentleman says, it's a lady, isn't it? Because I just wanted to say she. And he said, she'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Okay.
She has got years to go yet. So she just wants to take that way.
Okay.
Again, I know that you've got questions. What would you like to ask?
Do you think my boyfriend's cheating?
This is slightly odd. I'm going to answer that in a slightly different way because there's obviously purpose behind the answer. Would you understand this gentleman saying, well, in a roundabout that way, that's how you and he come to meet? Would that make sense to you? So I'm not saying that you cheated with him on somebody else.
No.
But there seems to be either him... being with somebody else while he was in another relationship and then moving to you. Would that make sense to you? So the relationship was over by the time he met you. Would that make sense to you?
Oh, me, I'm not sure. I'm not aware. I don't know. Maybe, but I don't, you know, he may have kept it from me and I just never heard about it. I don't know.
Okay, I'm sure the truth will surface. What this gentleman wants to say is that was the inclination years ago. He is under strain at the moment. I think things are not right in the home, so we may be talking about decorating that rather than between you and him. He is under stress. That's why he's been a little bit off. It's only been a couple of weeks, this gentleman says, where things have not felt right to you. Would that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the last part. It's only been a couple of weeks since he's not been right to me.
Since things have not been quite right between you.
Well, yeah, maybe because, you know, when I called him on it the other day, he acted. It was just nodding his head to everything I was saying. You know, I said, well, I know you're doing this and this and this. And he just kept nodding his head. And, you know, he hasn't denied anything.
I think what this gentleman is saying is there isn't anything going on. He is under stress. That's why things have been a little bit off. But if I said that, like this gentleman in spirit, your boyfriend can be a little bit facetious with his humour, would that make sense to you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and I know that he's got a slightly wicked sense of humour, this gentleman says, as you have. I think what he's doing really, he's just placating you. As you're saying, you know, I think this is happening. He's just nodding along. It's not true. He's just kind of going, yeah, whatever you think. But I don't feel there's anything going on. So this gentleman, I understand why he particularly has come through now, because he's got that facetious streak with him, and I know that your boyfriend has. So I don't feel there's anything going on. This gentleman says he's learned his lesson from what happened before. This was before he met you, and I think there were several, he says, misgivings. He means double dating, whatever you want to call it. But that was before you. That had come to a stop just before he met you, and he has been faithful ever since. He's writing 4-5. If I said you've either known this gentleman for 4 to 5 years or you've been with each other 4 to 5 months, but it's definitely 4 to 5. Would that make sense?
We've been together much longer. Yeah, a long time. And it's well, no. Okay, so there's not a problem then. I haven't decided if I'm going to stay. I'm thinking it might be the best thing for me to be doing is to leave.
This gentleman is not making a comment one way or the other. Spirit cannot take away your free will. They can't say you must do this or must do that. He's actually taken me forward. He says 6 weeks. Take that with a small pinch of salt. But we're between a month to 2 months. And he says you'll have any reasonings for your actions by that time. This doesn't mean that your boyfriend's cheating or anything like that. I don't feel that he is. But by that time, you'll have made up your mind as to what you want to do. You will be successful in relationships, whether it's with him or somebody else. Take his great love, honey, and mine too. I shall say prayers for the right thing to be done.
Thank you so much, and thank you, David. I'll let other callers come on now. Thank you very much, Leo. Thank you.
Bless you. Take care.
Thanks, Sharon.
Bless.
God bless.
Bless you. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Our next caller is Michael, and Michael, you're live.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Leo. Thanks, David. Hello.
Okay. Hi. I have a lady with jet black hair. It's parted in the middle. It's below shoulder length. And there is a little bit of weight with this lady. They seem to be coming through like this tonight. She says cuddly. She's not very tall. I would say 5'6", 5'7", something like that. A tremendous sense of humour. Laughs very readily. As I'm asking her about her age, she says, can't you see? And she showed me a parting where the hair has started to go silver white. It does make it difficult for me. I would say this lady passed between 50 and 60. She talks about being there and just gone. It happened very quickly. She says, I didn't know where I was. I think there were two strands to that. I think she was either disorientated and didn't quite know where she was, but I know immediately on passing, she was not sure of what had happened either. So I know that that tells me that she wasn't particularly religious, although whatever happened, happened suddenly. Would that make sense to you?
Nothing comes to mind immediately, but, I mean, it's possible. There could be some cousins, mm-hmm. that type of thing.
I would say more of a friend, but not to worry.
Oh.
Would you understand her comment of saying, what is it you're doing? You seem to have stalled and have no clear idea of what you want to do. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
I know you're quite sensitive in a psychic and clairvoyant way. You would know what the chakras are. Would that make sense as well?
Yes.
Fantastic. She's saying you need to begin to trust your gut instinct. She says you overthink things. You seem to want to plan things to the finest detail. You don't always get there. But she says there's a lot more planning than things happening. So you're overthinking the whole thing. That makes sense too.
100%.
Okay. She says, take a couple of days off. I know the weekend's coming up. She's not really talking about the weekend. She said time is due to you. She says, take a couple of days off. If you can make it Monday and Tuesday, it would be wonderful. But she says, sit down, meditate again. So I know you used to meditate. She says, meditate again. Just feel that freedom and ask yourself, what is it that you want, so you can trust yourself and make that move forward. And she says there's a move forward on a fairly broad front. Excuse me. So I know that this would be relationships, work, finance. There's a whole gamut there of lots of different things. So would that make sense too?
Yep, sure does.
Fantastic. She says that there's nothing of any urgency, so there doesn't appear to, that's got to be done first. But she says, you know something, flick a coin, toss a dice, pick what you want to do and follow your gut instinct. This is going to be a very interesting year for you. She says, he knows that. So have you either looked astrology-wise or had some other information about this year coming up?
Astrology-wise, no, I haven't yet, but it's something that I know I need to look at.
Okay. What she's intimating is that you have a suspicion or have been told, perhaps by someone, that this year's going to be interesting. She says it definitely will be. There are chances to correct things that have gone wrong last year. She says there is nothing major there. There are no hang-ups, really, with the year that's gone, although it hasn't been wonderful. But she says it's a chance to move forward. Do what you want. She's written the word you. She's circled it and underlined it as well. If I said that you tend to want to make others happy and to do what you can for them, would that make sense?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. This is a year for you putting yourself first. It's not a selfish thing, but it's also trusting your instinct as to which way to go. She says it's going to be a wonderful year. By the time, she's taken me to October, by the time we get to October, you will be in a very different position then from now. She says much more positive. She's actually written in equity. So would you understand either being in slightly negative equity at the moment, there's at least a couple of things that she's mentioning, but would that make sense as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So there's a chance to catch up. We'll have a very quick question. She's making me aware there's a queue of people behind her that need to speak to other people as well. Bless you.
No, you pretty much hit it. I was going to go into finances and stuff like that. Just moved to a new area. And no, you nailed every, I mean, didn't have to ask a question. It's all good.
Oh, bless you. I'm just a tiny cog. Take her great love. She says, enjoy the year. Do what you feel. In other words, follow your gut instinct. Take her great love and mine, and I'll say prayers.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, David.
Good.
Bless you.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you, Michael. Take care.
You as well.
Okay. Thank you. Kathy is next, and Kathy, you are live.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm seeing a lady more or less from the shoulders up. When I see them, the person we're talking about is living. I do sometimes pick up very accurately on who's on the end of the phone. If I said you were fair or blonde-haired, would that make sense to you?
I didn't hear the first part of that. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. I have an image of a lady from the shoulders up, so I know she's definitely living. I sometimes pick up very accurately on who's on the end of the phone. I'm being shown this lady with blonde hair. I think it's you. Would that make sense to you?
No, I don't have blonde hair.
Right. Would you have a close friend that has blonde hair? And this is just being given as a confirmation that, okay, not to worry. I'm sure it will come to mind. Let me just see what this lady wants to say. Right. Where are we going? She's shown me two houses, so I know that there, I don't think you've moved recently. I know there is a want or a need to move. Would that make sense?
No.
Right, okay. She's describing a relief of moving from one place and moving into another. We're perhaps talking about something that's happened in the past, so a move from another house to where you are now and a sense of relief of moving. Would that make sense to you?
I've been in my home 20 years.
Yeah, but would you understand moving into it from another place that was a relief to get out of? That's what she's saying.
Moving into another home?
No, sorry, we're misunderstanding each other. When you moved into your present home 20 years ago, would you understand a real sense of relief of moving into it from wherever you had come from? Would that make sense to you?
Now that makes sense. Yes.
Fantastic.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Right. No, you know, it happens to me. I was getting a reading one time from a good medium on the platform. I understood everything the gentleman said. I couldn't understand who was coming through. And to my shame, 3 weeks later, I realized it was my dad. So we all have these moments, so please don't worry. Have you got, she says you're bristling with questions. I know you've got a couple, so ask away, honey.
Just an employment question. I spoke with a hiring manager on Wednesday for an accounting manager position, but she also will be posting shortly a director of accounting position too, and now she's looking at me for both roles. So do you see me and do you see success around either one of those, and if you could identify which one is possible?
I've got a definite for that. I do think the director one is probably a little out of reach at the moment. Would you understand this person, I can't see them, would you understand this person saying the way the interview came about was a little odd? So I'm not quite sure. I don't feel that you applied for it. I think you found out about it, were offered it. It's got that kind of taste to it. Would that make sense to you?
Well, that would be for the director, because she had called me for the manager position, but then she mentioned that a director was coming up. So that's how I had – it's not even posted yet.
Right. Right. So there's a little bit of sort of twisting to get to that point. This lady's just giving me that as a confirmation, so there is definitely a job there for you. I'll be honest, she doesn't seem to be too sure it's director, but I know that you're qualified for both and you can do both easily. Fantastic. Have you got a quick last question? Also?
I'm sorry, I don't know if it's mine or you. You said that she thinks I'm qualified for both, or I didn't hear about the qualified part.
Yeah, she feels that you're qualified to do that. That doesn't mean an official kind of manager qualification, but the experience that you have would suit you for it. Would that make sense?
Yes. Do you see me actually getting an offer?
You will get an offer. That position needs to be filled fairly quickly. This is a lady here now, I've understood. She says it needs to be filled within 2 to 3 weeks. Would that make sense as well?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. So you'll get the job. Can I let you go? Because I know there's still a few people to speak to.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you for your time.
Fantastic. No problem. Take her love and mine, honey. God bless.
Thank you.
Take care, Kathy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Studio's working slowly. Okay, here we go. Sophia is next. And Sophia, you're live. There you are.
Hi,
Sophia. How are you?
I'm great, and yourself?
With the last, really, I'm great, thank you. I'm still getting an image of a lady from the shoulders up, blonde. Sometimes I get the information really early. Would that be yourself?
Describe the lady again.
It's blonde hair. It's just about shoulder length.
No, that would not be me.
No, that's fine. This is going to be for someone that's got that kind of feel to it. Okay, let me just see if somebody else wants to come forward. Right, I've got a gentleman that comes forward. He's dressed in a suit. They're small round glasses. They look like they're silver rather than gold. He preferred that because gold glasses, you know, lots of people have them. They don't tend to have silver so much. So there's a distinction about this gentleman. He's dressed in a suit. I feel there's a slight small moustache that would have been there at one time. He's shown it to me and taken it away. So I know it may not have been a permanent moustache, just a small one. He is tall again. He says 6 foot or thereabouts. Again, we're looking around the 60s to 70s when this gentleman passed away. He says he hated wearing hats. Would you recognize this gentleman? I think he's on mum's side of the family and he's a grandfather.
It could be. It's not my grandfather, but because he loved hats. But, hey, it may be a relative I'm just not familiar with.
Right. Would you understand him having a brother, your grandfather, then? Because there's definitely a link around that. Don't worry about it too much. Okay. Now, I know that you like to do things for people. He's showing me $1 bills, but you've got a little stack of them, and you're in this little video that's running, you're handing them out to people. It doesn't necessarily mean you physically hand out money to people, but you do help a lot of people. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Fantastic. He says it is very much appreciated by him, the whole family, and he says we have lots of friends and loved ones with us, he means in spirit, that appreciate the help that you give. He says it may not always be shown, but people are grateful for what you do. I've got an image of a gentleman that has obviously got some sort of mental problems, not in a huge way, but it's obviously a disruption to him. Would you understand who I'm talking about? Because this gentleman is still alive. Would it make sense that you've helped someone that's been
no,
Right.
Not at this moment. If so, I'm not aware of his mental issues. Yeah.
Okay. If I said some of the help that you give to people, this gentleman says you never know, they could be homeless. So would that make sense that you help people and there could be a connection with people being homeless or certainly down on their luck? Would that make sense to you?
Not at this moment. I can't take that.
Okay, I'll just give you what he's getting. There's a lot of people that appreciate what you do. What you do seems to have repercussions, and those people understand the kindnesses. There's a lot of people whose lives have changed through that because they're also doing good deeds. That may be where this gentleman that's had mental problems comes in. But it's a ripple effect, what you're causing. You've been doing that for a long time, and this gentleman says you may not understand fully the ripples and repercussions of what you've done, but there is a sincere thanks from Spirit for it. Okay. Your name's not Karen, is it? Because I've just heard the name Karen. Right. Would you understand the name Karen? He says it's someone that's living that also needs a little bit of help. I'm seeing a lady that's about 5'6", 5'7". She's in proportion. She seems to be dressed in slightly old-fashioned clothes. So I know that would be an older lady. She doesn't look older to me, but I'm very bad with ages. She's got a fairly modern haircut and thing. Would you be able to place that lady?
No, I can't.
Okay. I think this lady's going to wander across your path, and she needs help. He says she's a very lovely, very gentle soul. Things have taken an odd turn for her. He's been very diplomatic with his language, but I think that this is someone that can help. He says you will end up becoming good friends. He's just said lifelong. Have you any questions you'd like to ask, honey?
No, I don't, Leo. Not at all. I appreciate you.
Okay. No problem. Would you understand a connection with yachting? He's actually shown me a toy yacht, but I know it relates to real yachts, if I put it that way. Would that make any sense to you?
Did you say New York?
He's not given me an area, but it's yachts. These are not large yachts, you know. He's saying 20, 30 footers, things like that. There seems to be a connection with yachts. Would that make any sense at all?
No,
you're talking
way
back, saying. Not to worry.
No.
Not to worry. Any last questions?
No, none at all.
Thank you. This seems to be one of those evenings where there's proof to be researched and dug up. But as long as some of it's fixed, then I know that the rest of it's right. It's a bit odd. You take care, honey. God bless. He says look out for
you,
Karen.
Too,
God bless you, honey.
Thanks so much.
Sophia, the woman that I was talking about, who's a colleague of Leo's, her name is Sue Breen. She's going to be on February 22nd at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
Okay.
She's a wonderful
medium,
Sophia.
I did mention that to you. I wanted to let the rest of the callers know that. Sophia, take good care, hon. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hope to talk to you again. Bye-bye. Okay, moving on. Area code 505. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Patricia. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome, Patricia.
Thank you.
Hi, Patricia. How are you, Patricia?
Hi, Leo.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. I can't quite see this gentleman is standing back. There's nothing sinister in that. He's taken me back roughly between the ages of sort of 8 and 14. Would you understand him saying it was a difficult period in your life?
Yeah, that would be.
Okay. He says you've blossomed through that. It's taken me through another short period. Again, I would say 20s, 22, 23. We're talking about a couple of years, literally. And he says that was a slightly difficult and unusual period of life. I understand there's a pattern to what he's showing me now. If I said, like, every few years, there's just a couple of years which are off, they're out of kilter, would that make sense to you?
Yeah, and I feel like I'm in one of those right now.
Okay, bless you. Well, it's interesting that you say that, because he says as we get past... as you get past August, he said you'll feel that flow, that energy return, and things come into balance. He says it is highly likely that you won't get this what's been a fairly regular fluctuation. That fluctuation. I think this gentleman had a problem pronouncing things. Fluctuation. The fluctuation will come to an end. So things are going to even out a lot for you. And seeing planes fly, I think that you were more used to flying years ago than you are now. There doesn't seem to be the necessity or the need to fly very much. Would that make sense as well?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. He's just giving this as a confirmation to you that as you get past August, things are going to even out. It's going to remain that way. Again, he says for very many years, if something happens, it will be a rarity. Okay. He's saying something about you either having read your stars or astrological chart. If I said that that has been projected years ahead, would that make sense to you as well?
Yeah, I do read my chart. Yeah, that's what you're asking.
Okay. It's asking me to explain this. I used to read Russell Grant, because Russell Grant was born in February, I think the 5th of February. The 3rd of February is my birthday. There was about 3 or 4 years where he was absolutely dead on with me, and then things turned around. He was out of sync with me, or I with him. And this gentleman says that the stars that you're reading, you'll find that you'll become out of sync, but it's a positive thing. So do look at the stars, take them with perhaps a little more pinch of salt than you normally do. Things are going to work out for you. He said something very strange. He said, "How's your husband?" Would that make sense to you? There'd been a reason for him to ask.
How's my ex-husband?
Husband. Ex-husband, yeah. Would that make sense to you?
My ex-husband, yes. We have a very good relationship.
Fantastic. I think it's just a little in-joke that he's asking because you have that great relationship. We've got 90 seconds left. Can I let you go, honey? Because I know David wants to talk a little bit as we're ending the show. Would that make any sense to you?
That's fine. Thank you very much. I appreciate your reading.
Not a problem. Take this person's great love and mine too. God bless you. I'll say prayers. It's going to be fine, we're saying. It's going to be fine.
Oh,
fantastic.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Bye, David. Bye, Leo.
No problem. Okay, David. Hello, David. Okay.
Sorry, Leo, I was on mute.
We all do it.
Yeah, I just wanted to let the callers know, once again, your website is leo-bonomo.com on the World Wide Web, correct?
Absolutely correct. Thank you very, very much.
And Bonomo is spelled B-O-N-O-M-O, leo-bonomo.com. And Leo, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. And if you'd stay on the line for just a moment after we close,
yes,
I'd like to talk to you for a moment.
Fantastic. It's my pleasure.
Okay. Folks, good night and God bless. And please check out the web link for blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E, for future show listings. And consider tuning in to be part of the Free Spirits Healing Circle starting Sunday, January 20th at 2 p.m. and every other Sunday that I'm available. And you can check that out again at blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark. Good night and God bless.